How good does it feel to transition? Because I know being on COD every single day, and I know you don't want to play Warzone, but playing like ranked play, got scumps stealing views.
Well, no, I'm going to talk. I'm literally going to talk as bluntly as I possibly could about it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Flycast. Episode 109, I think. 109, 110, something like that. We're getting up there. We have a special guest.
We have a special guest
today. Zin City.
It's Zin City. It's Zin City.
I yelled every time, at you when I pulled up here. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Every
I
time we have
said,
a guest.
I heard Zin. Was it Zin City? Is that what you said?
Zin City.
Zin City. Every time we have a guest, they always start off with a freestyle hip hop.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. So.
Yeah.
Watch party. On the couch.
I don't
with the
know
boys.
Why Hitch does this. Because if I was a guest, I would not feel any. I could not feel.
I do it every time.
More uncomfortable.
That's why I do it. That's why. I don't know why.
If I
it just
on
makes
someone's podcast.
I did it to Dead Zone. I did it to Dead Zone, and I don't know why that just made me so.
It
do it for my own enjoyment.
Hearing you do that, I was like, "Fuck!" Dead Zone is. I can't think of a person less likely
less
to do
likely
a freestyle
do a
than fucking Dead Zone.
I just do it for my own enjoyment. I don't know.
But we got Zinny here today, and the predicament is I've wanted you on to basically what I like doing. I don't know how Hitch likes his guests or interviews, but I like going through like people's life, where you grow up, what was middle school like, what was high school, you get bullied, better days ahead start. Like but today is a weird day because I know there's only one thing that we want to talk about, or of course we would like to talk about Zin in his life.
Don't steer it because of me.
But the hottest.
We want to talk
topic,
Kendrick Drake.
He wants to talk Kendrick Drake.
Because
we can talk Kendrick Drake.
It's
if
been
you
our
would
last
like.
Three podcasts. Has it? No, or last?
Yeah,
two.
Last three. Last, no. We did the like that. We did like that. Then push ups. Then this came out.
Wait, which team?
And then Kendrick finally responded.
Which one of you is Kendrick? He's team Kendrick.
I think we're both. I'm team Drake.
He is like.
Well, no,
Drake.
I knew
he
well,
is
no,
like Drake.
I know he was. Team
it's
Drake.
Like academics in Los Pollos. You better step aside.
Yeah.
Maniacs in town. That's how he feels.
And then he pretends to be.
I just like it.
And then
I don't pretend to be anything. He's just mad that I am not.
I think Drake's the best artist of our generation. Like artist. I listened to both diss tracks the way I saw it. Drake's was.
Hey, let's hear this.
No, they were both good. No, they were both. I think they were both good. I think Drake's was more like. Generalized, and Kendrick's was more like personal is the way I felt.
Yeah, I mean,
like Kendrick took like a lot more like actual personal. He took like certain instances, Dancing with Sexy Red, blah blah blah. I feel like his was more personal, and Drake's was more like, I guess, hype, and it flowed better is the way I put it.
I think Push Ups is a better song, and I think Kendrick was way more direct.
If I'm streaming and I'm putting one song on to listen to on stream, it's Push Ups.
Well, it's like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think like
that's
that,
the best.
Like that is the best song.
It's the best song,
yeah,
for sure. But Push Ups is a better song than
but
it
like
is.
Like that's just one verse.
I'm saying the whole song,
but the
whole
song
is fucking fire.
How quick until Drake comes back? You think?
I think I'm surprised it wasn't last night. We're recording this on.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're recording this on Thursday.
It's going to get more and more personal, though, because now Drake has to, like, because, like, dude, I can't imagine the way the industry works where, like, there's got to be a few rats that, like, feed these guys information about what's going on in this guy's life. Like, oh, Drake did this, or this just happened to Kendrick. Then they hear it on the song, they're like, what the fuck? How'd they find that out?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that world.
Drake has to respond, right?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, because I just don't know anymore. Like,
The reason he didn't respond.
I almost didn't think Kendrick was going to respond for a while. I thought he would come out with an album and like say some slick shit. And
that's kind of what I thought too. I thought he was going to come out with a video. I thought he was going to come out with a video.
But I guess Drake's at a point now where like.
Dude, they still
have. I guess he has to fucking come back with something in the next like week or two.
They still haven't like really punched each other yet.
Yeah.
There's been four tracks.
How they do go.
I feel like it's easier to punch Drake than it is Kendrick. Like Kendrick, I mean, at least to me,
a fucking inflatable. Like that, you can just punch nonstop. Like every girl, like so many probably girls you can talk to. Like
Drake is just so much more public and like out there. Like, yeah.
He's tapped in.
Like you don't.
Like, how do you find Kendrick?
You don't hear about Kendrick.
Never hear about Kendrick.
Club in Miami or. An after party or
Kendrick's like a Frank Ocean
or Kendrick thing. Walking around exactly Kendrick walking around Toronto casually with fucking 45 security guards transformers behind him and shit.
How do you find out Kendrick? I wonder how that does work on that level, like how you find
they
out
all know
shit
they all know someone poke. And they've both said like, hey, let's just keep it rap because you don't want it to be more than that. I promise they've both said that in both of their tracks. And
what
so,
would Drake's be though?
Who knows? That's,
I feel
dude,
like
that's
Drake
a crazy
knows something. They're trying to do some, like, I think like pedo shit with Drake.
But oh, for sure
not,
they are.
I don't
sure.
know if it's on some pedo shit or if it's young. What did Kendrick say?
Kendrick said, "I make music that electrifies. Music that pacifies.
Don't
them.
Make me like dabble into that more."
Yeah, he basically. Said I could double down on that, but I'm sure that's just random acts of kindness. And he the reason he said that. Is because when all that Millie Bobby Brown shit came out.
See, someone in my chat said that, and I was like, I really didn't look into that at all.
She was like, no, he's just a kind person. Like, he just texts me or whatever because he's kind.
Millie Bobby Brown.
And people were like, no, that's fucking weird. You're not just kind. And so that's why Kendrick said that. But that's really the only bar
that is weird.
It was fucking
but
weird.
He, like, we don't know.
That's
the,
what whenever this shit came out, I was like,
trying
no,
to be like
not
a cool
Drake.
Uncle.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
shit.
I feel like it's
like,
so
it
different.
Weird,
like, Millie Bobby Brown was huge. Like, she was like the star of like the biggest show on
TV,
Stranger Things. So, like, the biggest rap artist. I understand it looks weird. What would it have been weird if it was Taylor Swift texting her?
No.
Exactly. It's just
but
like
that's a girl.
Well, I get it, but like, what? No. But what I mean is like. As long as it wasn't like weird and it like genuinely,
or what
you
if,
just don't know,
put it
I mean,
this
yeah,
way.
I get you.
What if
saying,
we had a 14-year-old girl joined Optic? She was fucking amazing at Call of Duty or something. And say she was like, I don't know what. I'm assuming Drake's giving her some kind of talk. Like, you're pretty. All these boys are gonna come after you. Got this fame now. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like he's like giving her like an uncle talk.
I hope he didn't mention anything about looks.
What? If,
I hope so. Either, dude, he said pretty. My heart went. My heart dropped. I hope he didn't say that.
But I mean, like, wouldn't
I get what you're saying? You're saying
is
you're
that,
saying like
is
a
that weird for like a friend say he's
it might
with
not have been
dad
it might
or,
not have been weird, but you know the world, everyone's gonna think it's weird and everyone's gonna assume
and he's trying to
the
put
worst
game,
and like
listen, your life's about to get crazy, like you're gonna be
like he was
about
a young
to be a young
he was
adult.
A child actor she's
try,
a child
don't
actor
fuck with
like,
people doing like this and it's like what I was gonna say was like a 14-year-old girl joined Optic. I don't even want to say this. like if I was to say like you're like she's starting to pop off like so much now and all the recognition,
yeah,
would it be weird if I was like, you got to be careful with these e-boys?
No,
they're gonna be coming after. Like
that's not.
That's
I don't
not
think
weird.
That's weird. That's not weird at
don't
all.
Don't do this. And
that's more of like
I don't
brotherly.
Know what Drake said to her, so I can't really say what. I would say to a 14-year-old joined Optic and try to like give her advice or
whatever you do. Don't watch the interview. Because Millie Bobby Brown, she kept talking. Because at the point, she's like 15 years old.
Yeah.
And she kept talking. And when she's talking, I'm just like, stop. Please stop talking.
What?
She's like, yeah, he texts me and says like he misses me. And like, and I'm just like, dude, no.
Yeah.
As a Drake fan, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Please stop talking.
It's kind of, I don't think a talk like that is... I just don't know the relationship.
But regardless, I think
Like, I don't think Drake's sitting there trying.
He's also just not fucking dumb. Like, there's no way Drake, who is Drake, is like
knows he's texting this and like knows it could be seen. It has by to. Her
it, it was definitely in a brotherly like. There's just yeah. Come on, man.
And then what was it like? A year later is when less than a year later is when he found out, or it was when he had a kid. When he had a kid with a, it's funny, when he had a kid with a porn star, I was like, see, he likes women. He's not a pillow. That was like, Pusha T comes out with that song, and I'm like, see, he's see, not
thought,
a pillow.
I thought it was just because Drake, like, I think Drake was seen hang, and it's been like a few girls, where like, they're like 19, 20, 21.
Apparently there's a clip of him on stage, and like a girl is coming up on stage, and like, they're like dancing. And then he says, wait, how old are you? And she says, 16. I haven't seen the clip, but I've seen the clip.
All right, you good.
Something like that. But regardless, we were wondering if Kendrick was going to use that angle, and he did. But I think calling the song Euphoria is really, that hits harder than the verse does, or the bar, because I didn't realize Drake is a co-producer of Euphoria, the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you know that? Do you watch Euphoria?
I've watched I watched a bit of the first season. That show's fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
It's about high school. The whole thing's about high schoolers having sex, like having sex and doing drugs and all that. So like,
but you can be a grown man and watch that, and that's cool.
I mean, it's like one of the most popular TV shows out.
Yeah.
But if
Drake talks to a hot 19-year-old, okay, who I think was like Lotto's sister or something, he's a fucking freak weirdo. But you can watch a fake imaginary show about high schoolers.
You can watch Sydney Sweeney as long as and her knockers and, cool. and be like, oh, she's really 20, but I'm imagining her as 15. Like, that's fucking weird to me. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Someone back me here. It's weird, right? Uh-huh. No. It's cool because she's not actually 16. She's really a grown woman, but she's just acting like she's a kid. Fucking strange to me. Yeah. But
I hope Drake comes back soon. It is like the craziest thing that, at least, it's the biggest rap war that I've been alive ever. I feel like
that, dude. I was thinking about it. Yesterday,
like it's not like Tupac Biggie levels, because that was like coast to coast. Like that was
insane.
Yeah, can't imagine. Yeah,
That was like East Coast, West Coast. Like that was like a crazy.
I'm sure Nas, Jay-Z was probably insane. But then,
and they were both
weird.
So similar in the sense of like those were two rappers. Like Drake, dude, I do think Drake's a good rapper. I don't think people like actually give him flowers for being a good rapper. Like at least to the level they should. But he's got your breakup songs, your R&B songs.
Everything.
He's got your club bangers. He's got like your summer fucking one dance.
I don't even know if I listen to. He's still technically rapping, but like I don't know if I listen to his like rappy rap shit the most. Like I think most of the Drake I listen to is like the like Over My Dead Body, where he's just like floating on a beat. Like he's rapping here.
Fuck it, I was wrong though.
Mm-hmm. Like this is the type of Drake I listen to.
That song might be like that song's definitely in my top three.
But I do like the occasional spazzing out on someone.
But this is our biggest like dude, I remember when he dropped Back to Back in 2015, I listened to that song like religiously every day. I'm not even kidding, probably like 10 times a day. It was the hypest fucking thing ever. It was like peak high school. It was senior year. We're going to parties, back to backs playing.
Yep.
Fucking Fetty Waps.
Wait, when was back
Fetty
to
Wap
back
is
out?
Popping?
You were in high school?
2015, yes, the year I graduated.
I wasn't in the Scuff House yet.
Yeah,
I joined
back to back dropped, and I'm like thinking, like, damn, yeah, that was in the.
I moved.
It was like that was when like Money Longer by Uzi was popping.
This motherfucker was in high school.
Fetty Wap was going crazy.
Yeah, that was
dude.
But this is the biggest rap war because, I mean, this is like, I mean, Future and them have a star-studded cast, bro. It's like Future, Kendrick, Metro, The Weeknd,
and
it's all up against Drake.
I don't care to hear.
And where the fuck does J. Cole stand now?
He's going to come out with his album.
I think what happened with J. Cole is, why'd I say Jake? What I think about happened with J. Cole was that he thought this was going to be like a, I rap against you, you rap against me. But then I think he realized that like Drake and Kendrick don't like really don't like each other.
Yeah.
And so he was just kind of like, all right, I'm going to let you guys like.
Yeah.
Because like imagine if they're like throwing shots at each other, calling each other pedophile, saying you're, yeah, you're fucking your wife cheated on you, like all that. And then J. Cole's like, but the back blammer is the mad hammer. I got this. Like people would be like, okay, not now.
I wonder what J. Cole. God,
well, he seems pretty unproblematic. Like J. Cole, see, like he's seen ride his bike and shit. Like he,
I want J. Cole to just randomly yeah, come out with like a 6 minute Kanye diss. I'd be so back.
I want some like woke spiritual,
just some random like
fell off, and I'm so disappointed.
False Prophets 2 comes out.
I wonder if Future and them are going to keep going though, because obviously like they dropped the album and that was like their big fuck you.
They're going to fucking milk this shit.
Dude,
I'm tired. I hate when I feel like motherfucker. I mean, you should milk shit when you have it going, but like, I don't. Weekend, we don't need to ever hear from you again.
Nah,
make an album or something in like.
I'm
2 years.
Big Weekend fan.
You're a big Weekend fan.
Yeah,
Weekend's
huge good. Weekend fan.
But
Weekend's
do you good. Want to hear Weekend mention like Drake and stuff?
Do you
want to
hear
do
him
want
sing diss? This is about.
I'm not saying he has to go away. Go, he can go do his music and stuff. But like, I don't want to see him involved.
I feel like those two probably have crazy dirt on each other. They're both from Toronto. That's like Toronto's a small ass city, dude. Like when I lived in Toronto, like I'd be sitting at a dinner table with one of the owners of XO. Like that's how like small like the circle of like social life of people is in Toronto. Like it's just like everyone knows everybody. So I know for a fact that if those two actually went at it, there has to be some shit there.
Yeah, but like
it's
what
two
are
different
they
types
do?
Of music
sing
though.
To, they're gonna sing to each other. That's what Chris Brown said when Drake and Chris Brown was having beef. They were like, "You're not gonna get any music out of this. So like, why do people care? Because like we're not gonna sing to each other."
I don't know, Chris Brown.
But Chris, but then I mean.
Chris Brown went at Quavo.
No, wait. That his shit was
that
crazy.
That shit was insane.
He said, oh, okay, you fucked my ex. That's fine. I fucked your ex while you were still with her. I was like, oh, my God. That is crazy.
No, and then he said, dude.
No,
he
was crazy.
How we thought. He went like how rappers used to go.
Yeah, he went like
now,
Tupac
now
level.
Now we do some this like.
Build up. If you come back, I'm
like,
gonna go harder.
There's
type
so
shit.
Much build up for this.
That means more, but I'm not gonna say.
This feels.
What it means.
This doesn't feel
fucking,
like a war.
Too much thinking.
This shit feels like a. This feels like this the Cold War. This feels like there's still so much tension, and all they're doing is building tension, but still no one swung. Like still, I mean, saying something like I make music that electrifies them, and you make music that pacifies them, but like I'm sure that's just random acts of kindness. Like he's just saying that like I know people are going to read into this, but like I'm not calling you a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
But like I'll insinuate it.
I'm not sure if they have to like give you all the information though. Like I feel like that's part of it. It's like they're releasing like they're going at each other and like we're all hearing it, but like I think Kendrick saying that makes his point where it's like he doesn't have to expand on that further. You know what I mean? Like because it's like, if you know type thing.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's like personal, where it's like, if he says something to Kendrick and we're like, what does that mean? Kendrick knows what that means.
But that's been done in rap beefs forever. Like, I think, what is it?
But
it was
like
Jay-Z that said.
It's just done so much more.
Oh, yeah. It's way more subliminal now. Yeah. But that's because two guys went at it, and they were the two biggest rap artists, and they both died. And so now I feel like people don't Tupac and Biggie both died after that. And so people were like, maybe we shouldn't say, hey, I'm going to fuck all of your baby mamas and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I guess Chris Brown doesn't care. But maybe that's just my fucking, I don't know, suburban way of thinking about it. But I think it was I've listened to that Kendrick track like 20 times.
Should we listen to it?
I'm down to listen to it.
All right. Meathead, can you pull that up?
It's 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Euphoria. EU, he's dyslexic. EUPH.
He's okay, dyslexic.
Okay, 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 okay. No, he is dyslexic.
PUEH RAI.
That's so fucked up. That is so fucked up.
Oh my God. Get YouTube Premium. You want my account?
I make music that pacify him. You make music that other time. Euphoria.
Make this shit louder.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they work on something like this.
This had to have taken a while. This had to have taken a while.
Yeah. They were working on this 2 weeks straight.
Yeah. He was in the booth. I miss morale.
Like, people are like, how he took 2 weeks or whatever. And I'm like, this would have took me longer than that.
That's hard.
I love the beginning part.
You do like it? I thought you were going to hate it.
No. I like... I didn't want him to just come in and start.
The landlord lies about me, and I won't tell him. That shit is hard.
Right here, you're like,
and then you're like, first of all, I don't like the second verse. The third verse is unreal.
I think the third is what I like as well.
The third verse is so good.
Now the beat is crazy though. The beat is crazy.
Okay. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. No, you don't.
His flow is insane, though.
Can you pause it, Mihad?
Wait.
What?
Nothing. My favorite part was about to
I hate
come
this
up.
Fucking part. So, what are you thinking as of right now?
You guys are a little more tapped in than I am. Like
we love this. Like, shit. Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
You two, Kendrick, you're Drake, right?
Like, which artist I like more? Yeah. Oh, Drake.
Who do you think's winning right now? Do you have a side?
Are you picking a side
or are you enjoying? I am on the enjoyer's table, which really means take fucking heat from both sides.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. Like, I'm not one of those, like,
that's all that means.
Like, I'm an enjoyer. Like, I'm not one of those, like, defensive, like, how fucking dare you talk about Drake losing this battle.
No, that's whack.
you're probably a little more like,
you're not like him.
Whack.
No.
Shit.
I'm just happy it brings good music.
I will say, I like the intro. At first I hated the intro, but after listening to it a bunch of times, you're right. Like, coming, you can't start it like that.
What the?
You can't start it with the da, 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 da. Like, you have to have some sort of like flow intro.
Yeah.
And I do like, and I like the fact that he only brings up what everyone thought he was going to harp on, which was the Millie Bobby Brown shit. He only brings it up once in the intro and says, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to go into that, but like, I'll call the
That's
song.
A little weird.
I'll call the song Euphoria. You're a little weirdo. And now, like, let's drop the beat. What I don't like about it, and I think it's because I've watched too much battle rap in my life, is he doesn't multi like at all. He doesn't use multi-syllables like almost at all in this. And maybe that's too fucking white.
Yeah, see, you're more tapped into this shit. You're talking about multi-syllables.
That might be white and nerdy of me, but like, dude, I can't stand it.
Whenever he says at the end, like, I'll just point it out at the end. But like, it drove me nuts that he didn't like rhyme it as like a multi-syllable. He just, I'll point it out.
There's a bunch of really good, direct lines that are just, this is where I like struggle, is because he's going directly at Drake. First of all, I was worried that Kendrick wasn't even gonna, I didn't know how he was gonna sound on a diss track. I thought it was gonna sound fucking weird.
Yeah.
Cause he's like usually like very like politically tapped in and like culturally tapped in and like wants to do things for the, like kind of J. Cole-esque.
Where's he from? Cali?
Compton.
Okay, yeah.
So he says
is insane. So I thought he was gonna sound weird, but I'm glad that he's going straight at Drake. But I think he's just going he's going like very, very directly, where he's saying the direct thing, but sometimes like it doesn't feel like a punch. It doesn't feel like a punchline. Am I crazy in saying that?
No. Because he says it.
He says
but
it.
He doesn't like.
You're saying he's holding back?
No, no, I'm just saying it. In battle rap, like they'll come up with like a hate. It's called a haymaker, where it's like the ending bar so direct, and it's lyrical, and it's like a metaphor, and it's just like boom, and then the crowd goes crazy, and that's kind of what I was expecting, but he doesn't do it.
Press play.
Yeah, it's like in the beginning to where he just like says,
he just
what
like
he say about the Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like whatever, he just kind of says it.
He just kind of says
let
it.
Let the people dissect.
Because like the first, I think the first playthrough, I was like kind of disappointed, and then once I started listening more, I was like, okay, I understand what he's saying in some points. It does get better with each listen, but like so does every song. So. I don't know. All right, keep. There's one where he says it, and I'm like, dude, I hated that. But I also really don't like the Parkinson bar. I really don't like it. All right, you can press play. All right, can you go back like 5 seconds and then press play?
Yeah, well, I need to build up to this next part.
Yeah.
Online, I pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer. He wanna be junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park his son. The very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie had told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough. Today I show you I learned from those mistakes.
Okay, can you pause it? I hated the learn from those mistakes, and that's
from those mistakes.
That might be white and nerdy of me.
Why?
I hated that learn from those mistakes. First of all, I think he's making fun of J. Cole here, and
Can we get the lyric one?
I haven't seen a lot of people talk about this.
Put it to the same spot.
I haven't seen a lot of people talk about this, but I think in this segment he's rapping like J. Cole does on First Person Shooter.
Today we learn from those mistakes.
Like the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake.
Oh, he does that. He does do that a few times.
Yeah, like he's rapping like J. Cole does on First Person Shooter, so I think he's fucking with J. Cole here. But obviously still talking about Drake. So I understand the flow, but I don't like how... I just feel like he's so much better. I feel like he's so much better than what the second verse is.
Just play the shit.
Sorry, I'm wait. I really am.
I like that one. I pray they not...
You love this shit.
The YNW Melly.
Wait, I think you're way...
I like that lyric.
Go a little bit back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go like... I think you're like 45 seconds back. Yeah, right there, maybe?
Melly.
Yeah, that's it. The Wait, pause it again, sorry. The Parkinson's bar?
Yeah, let's touch on that. You hate this.
I hate the Parkinson bar.
Why?
Because I know people are going to be like, you don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about Jay Prince being the dad, and he's the son, and he's talking to Jay Prince, I'll park your son.
But what is park
but
your
park
son?
Park your son isn't
is, a thing.
It's not a punch, man.
But it's not it's a not thing a, either. It doesn't mean what that's a. It's the sentence doesn't make sense. I'll park your son.
I didn't like the park your son.
What does that mean?
And at one point he says, "Oh, he's Terrence Crawford and I'm Terrence." Blah, 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 I'm whooping defeat, and I'm like, that's also like it's not a punch. But again, he's just saying the thing. And I need
he's
to
a
think.
Kendrick. And he's saying this as a Kendrick fan.
I am a Kendrick fan. I was hoping Kendrick was going to come on some like fucking DNA, some like that part remix, like some like I thought he was going to get real intricate. But he's just. Well, you hate that I said I was a Kendrick fan. First of all, did you hear that?
No, I've been watching your streams. You've been talking about it a lot. You've been on the Flycast, and you always go, this is me as a Kendrick fan. And then he goes on.
I also say that about Drake.
Yeah, you can be fans of both.
I know.
But like,
but
I am a Drake fan. I did not like the Interscope bar, but because I've heard Interscope
like
after that.
Like, make everyone notice, like, guys, please, I'm not biased.
But
at least you're not like.
I'm not. He hates it. I'm not.
Just accept your fucking side.
I'm not. You want me to fucking ride or die OVO, get a Canadian flag tattoo.
Is there a dark side and a light and a bad side and good side
here? We don't want to hear you say fella no more.
You're saying that's the dark side? I think Drake's the dark side.
Drake's the dark side. They're both calling him white.
I'm not saying like race wise. I'm saying like Star Wars shit and a bad like a.
Kendrick, I think Kendrick
motherfuckers
is...
Motherfuckers want to see Drake ended.
People
don't really care if Kendrick's ended.
100%.
Like, well, Drake fans don't necessarily care.
Well, because the top guy again, to go down.
Yeah, but I feel like you know so much more about Drake. Like, I don't know about Kendrick's, like, crew. Like, OVO, like, you know all the OVO guys because he's calling them all out in song. Yeah. Noel, Rox, Chubbs, like, you know OVO. Like,
you probably know more than I do. I only know Chubbs.
Yeah, like...
I know Chubbs and 40 and Ali... North or something like
that. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about too.
Like, you know, like the OVO, like Kendrick, like I don't know who Kendrick.
I don't know anything about Kendrick.
I don't know Kendrick Circle. I don't
Schoolboy Q or something.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q. He goes hard.
All I know is that every once and then Kendrick drops and it's the number one fucking trend. Mm-hmm. And it's Kendrick drop, Kendrick drop, Kendrick dropped. And then I feel like he falls off the face of the earth until he drops again. He's not like, once again, he's like Frank Ocean. You don't see him on the street.
You don't see him.
There's no pictures of Kendrick out. Mm-mm. He's not at clubs. What the fuck's he doing?
How does this it's even like Adele. Begin Adele's in the first way. Place for Drake to not, how do you not like Kendrick Lamar? I can see how you don't like Drake.
Yeah, how do they have beef?
But how does Drake like not like Kendrick Lamar?
It's
like,
gotta,
what does Kendrick do? He doesn't do anything.
I think Kendrick likes, I think it started from the control verse, right? That's what people... There's no
but even
way
that, I don't think Drake hears that, and he thinks like,
I think Drake was super petty after the control verse, and then Kendrick was like, "Oh shit, I didn't know you were gonna take it like that." I don't know though; it could be deeper than that.
And isn't it true Drake asked Kendrick to be on First Person Shooter?
Yeah,
feature.
He says that in the song.
Yeah.
First Person Shooter was supposed to be J. Cole,
so that means that there was no beef before then.
Drake,
I think he was trying to like.
Yeah, I don't think there was like real.
No, they've been sending subliminals at each other for like 10 years. Like,
and I think it just
literally
Kendrick has been gone for 5 years, and Drake was just like, "Yo, this would be legendary. Hop on this track, me, you, Cole." But I'm orchestrating this motherfucking. It's going on my album.
Yeah, let's like you and Cole be on
the song.
People been
waiting
but
for
like,
this moment.
It'll
but
be
it's
on my album.
Be my shit.
And I'm sure Kendrick was like, after 10 years of you dissing me, no. And then comes out with Like That, and then it all pops off.
Well, Like That was like the craziest. My first listen, I was like, what the fuck? Because out of nowhere, Kendrick came in, and I was like, dude.
I didn't know. I heard it on like a, I heard Like That on TikTok snippets, and all I heard was like the Future and Metro shit. And I was like, this shit's going to go crazy. I was like, Future might be back. And then to come find out on the album, I don't even think on the album it says like featuring Kendrick or
no.
Like
no.
You just play the
it's
song
a surprise
and then you
feature.
Hear Kendrick and the Kendrick
hidden features are so
dissing,
fire. Did Travis Scott start that?
Yeah, Travis went and was like Birds in the Trap, right? Where he just put no features on it.
No features.
I think it was Birds in the Trap.
And then who's
people?
On? Wait, who's
I
on
used to, I used to be I used to be more tapped in.
Who's on it? Who's on Birds in the Trap?
Nav's on it.
Wait, Birds in the Trap is the album?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a song.
No,
I was thinking of the Nicki Minaj song.
Nav's on it. Bees I'm not sure if Cardi's on it.
Yeah. No, there's some. Pick up the phone, baby.
Young Thug.
I'm in the home, baby. It's lit. Yeah, because you listen to a Travis Scott album, you have no. You have to listen.
That's exciting, though. I like
that.
You
have to listen all the way through because you have no idea who was on what song. Because,
like, if I hear Drake on... or
if you see featuring Drake, 18th song, you're going right to that song.
Right to that song, for sure. Yeah.
That's probably why they do it.
If I see Drake on an album, I'm going to that song, listening to his verse.
And it does build more hype. Like that, like, featuring Kendrick Lamar would have hit a lot or a lot less hard than... Just finding out that he's there. You were like, what the 100%. Fuck? Kendrick's on this?
I wonder if like artists are like, no, I want my name.
It's like when Jake.
I think it depends on how big the artist
you want,
is.
Like,
only Future
the
could.
The picture with the track list, and then it's a Travis Scott album, which is like huge. Like, and you're a smaller artist. Like, you want your featuring.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But, the Parkinson's bar, I don't really like it. I get what he's saying. I just don't think he said it good enough.
I don't get
and I don't
what he's
get
saying.
The punch.
I parked your son. What does that mean?
It means he's going to kill his son.
I don't
talking
think
about
that,
Jay Prince
but
talking
park
about
your but why how does
but how is that's what I'm saying. That's
read
what I'm
a
saying.
Book. Yeah, that means he's going to read his son because his son loves books. Like, didn't you see the interview? So he's gonna read his son, which means kill him, and that. Like, I feel like it's.
I get
what you're
saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like
that's what I'm saying.
Like, what does park your son?
I think
mean?
That's too battle rap pilled. I think, and that's what I that's what I've been. I've been trying to get myself out of it.
No. I was gonna say maybe we're deep diving into it too deep, but he literally says, "I'll park your son."
I'll park your son, and he, the way he says it, I hate the way he says it, and I can't believe people are.
And he did a he thought it was such a haymaker. He paused before, like, they're gonna love this. I park her ton, and then even of course all the bots. I want to see Drake leave. They pause their shit, and then they're like, "That was fire."
That was fucking
Joe Budden's podcast.
Fire.
He was like, "I don't got a race in this horse." I don't like shut the fuck up. Drake has been shitting on you for fucking ever. Like, of course, like you hear a bar like that, and you're like, "Oh shit!" And of course, he's like. Hyping this up so much, like Drake's got to respond, and oh no, it might be tied up 1-1 or like some shit like that. And I'm like, of course you're saying this. He is Drake is like sunned you and belittled you so much, and Joe Budden acts like he doesn't have like that animosity towards him.
I love but the Joe. I shouldn't love the Joe Budden podcast, but
I like
so
the Joe Budden podcast.
Funny.
I like seeing
it is so.
You
funny.
Can tell it's his like authentic thoughts, and he's
yeah, yeah.
What
it's got to be real. It's got to be what you. If he's got to feel how you guys feel, where it's like I don't have to scrim or play anymore. I can just sit back and enjoy and talk about this shit.
Oh, like the watch party
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like the watch party. It's got to be the same feeling.
Fucking league blows.
Which I
man.
Do want to talk. I do want to talk about a little. I played in my first tournament in like 8 years. But we'll talk about that after we're done with all this shit.
I park your son. I also hate the...
I parked no one's son.
I hate the in the eight bars. I'll explain that line.
I hate that.
How do people guess that? Keep
you're
going.
Gonna, you're going to use bars to tell us you're about to explain bars?
That is like... Remember when Charlie...
To explain
Charlie
bars?
Clips was doing that in like 2013. He was like, and now I'm going to kill him using the word library. In the library, I got library and
library.
And it's like, don't say. And then people are going to be like, no, he said, I love him to death. And in eight bars, I'll explain that because YMW Melly loved his friends to death. It's like, shut the fuck up. The punch is YMW Melly. That is the punchline.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I thought that lyric was hard. The YNW Melly lyric.
No, same.
I thought it was hard.
That lyric is hard. I hate when he says in eight bars, I'll explain that phrase.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it.
It's like you could have said a lot of different stuff
rapper,
just to like to get there.
Just build
like
up.
You needed like two bars just to you know, get to that point.
You know, you get to like Joe Budden podcast and shit. Imagine Kendrick and his boys like, oh fuck, you heard what Davis and Nick were saying on the podcast.
No.
Dude,
fuck, man. They brought Zen on for it.
I tweeted about it. I tweeted that like we were gonna do the Flycast and somebody was like, oh, I bet you the rap game's gonna tune in. Yeah. I was like,
I don't
kinda makes me
like,
feel bad.
Academic says it on his stream. He's watching us three talk about the rap
dude,
beef. He's like, oh man, I agree with Maniac.
We never talk about rap. Well, I mean we do sometimes, but like we're not I don't even know.
We talk about rap like every once in a while.
I don't know what the fuck we talk about. We don't have like a
usually just depression.
We don't have like a core optic people. But like we don't have like a core
the Flycast in general.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is from
just
what,
like an optic
from what
genre.
I see, it's just like random
shit.
Well, literally whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, we just don't have
not even topics
we
based, right? Like
we're not involved in
no,
the
we
rap
never have
community.
Topics,
no. Yeah, so there's no topics. It's literally all just one day it's about happiness, the next day it's about
sadness,
rap, and the next day it's
anxiety.
Everywhere, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's definitely. The Flycast never feels like work. I don't know. Maybe it does to you.
It's like a public journal.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do a podcast where I could talk about whatever I want, whenever I want. And it's kind of like an outlet.
Yeah.
It is.
That's what I'd say.
It's a chance to say it.
Stream. It's like therapy. It's like I can say whatever the fuck I want.
That is true, too. No, streaming really is like an outlet. Let's not get off topic, but let's listen to the rest of this. Or at least the next... minute before you guys pause and go, oh my fucking god, man.
Next
you heard
30
what he's
seconds.
Sorry.
Those the States.
This is hard. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, can you pause it? I'll keep this short. Drake bought
oh, yes,
a ring
I know that.
From Tupac, and he's basically Tupac's old ring, and he Kendrick's saying, I would have paid double just for you not to have it.
Oh,
that's what he's saying. Yeah. All right, you can go.
And obviously the AI stuff.
What is the bread? I heard your feelings, you don't work with me no
more. Okay. It's three ghosts I like left, that. And I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love her to death, and then 8 bars I'll explain that phrase. Hate that. Like nobody can tell me. I don't want to talk on no selling. You know I got language barriers.
It's no accent you can sell me. You're cold and ivory, you know I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy.
I
pray they
my real friends. If not, I'm YN. W. Melly.
Punch.
I like that.
That's a punch.
I thought that was insane.
It's really
that.
Good.
I thought that was insane.
It's really, really good. The YMW Melly Bar is really good. I just hated the setup. But again, I'm too intricate. I also hated that.
I don't know. I'm sure that's
It's
like,
a boxing it's reference.
A, yeah,
and Terrence Crawford's
reference.
Good as fuck, I think. From what I know.
For sure. And Terrence Crawford is Pusha T. That's his name.
Oh.
So... He's Terrence. He's that Terrence. I'm this Terrence. I'm whooping the feet. I feel like what he's saying is great. It's just the last bar isn't good. I'm whooping the feet.
This was...
Let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. This shit's hard.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I don't know what that this means.
I also don't.
This.
I don't like that.
Pause.
Real women and culture feeling.
Well, and the. I said we. It's not just me. I'm what the culture feeling.
I don't like that either.
I said we. Wait, what is he saying?
Yeah, you guys are a lot more nerdy than I am.
I understand how nerdy we are. I really do.
No, and I actually like it a lot. I wish I was as...
Yeah,
real women culture and culture feeling. I hate it. That's what I'm saying. And I would
real
hate
women.
That
I'm
if anyone said
feeling.
It. If any fucking rapper
like,
said
you need
it. If Drake said
women.
It.
Seal,
dude. I just feel like the
steel tipping.
I mean, we're not the
real
rappers.
Women culture feeling, like real women culture feeling, like it just.
Some people, yeah, I
didn't
I,
rhyme well enough
it,
for me.
The argument or the punchline is real people in the culture that you want to respect you don't respect you because of how you act. That's the which is hard. That's a crazy cool thing to say, but like he could have hit that. He could have hit that so hard. That's what I wanted Kendrick to come. I wanted him to like, but he's just like this is the
what does it mean? Confuse themselves with real women.
He's saying you only
hate
fuck
bitches. You fuck.
He's saying you only fuck around with hoes that fuck with everyone. He's like I've got a wife.
I saw like a Serena Williams fan or some shit because he used to.
Oh, yeah.
One of them and say, like, what do you mean she's not a real woman?
I was like, shut the fuck up.
Like, go into it like that. And I didn't really know what it means.
Well, I think.
I guess it's just.
When we hang out with Paige's friends, they say they know. All of Paige's friends know someone that's dated Drake.
And fuck Drake.
All of Paige's friends. So, like, I think that people, if they know it, like
the amount of girls I met in Toronto that fuck Drake is like
really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they're just saying like
so they got astray.
If you've ever slept with Drake, Kendrick doesn't fuck with you at all. But I think he's just saying like you're not like you're just fucking because you want to say you fuck women.
Oh, yeah.
But like you're not like ASAP Rocky who's married to Rihanna. I think it's kind of like
oh no, did Drake
But Drake I'm sure, yeah, he probably smashed her too. All right,
that would suck.
What?
If Drake fucked your girl. I mean, if Drake fucked my girl, if I found out Michelle fucked Drake,
this could get crazy.
Let me listen.
Yeah, let's get that.
No,
I don't think I'd be upset.
You get horny and shit.
Maybe. How would you react if your girl fucked Drake? But if I'm ASAP Rocky and my girl fuck Drake, then I'm pissed. If I'm Kendrick and my girl fuck Drake, then I'm pissed. If I'm J. Cole and my girl fuck Drake, then I'm pissed. Would you care if you're if you found out your girl fucked Drake?
I wouldn't be happy.
I would have been fine until his. I would have been fine until his meat leaked. Then I would have been like, "Fuck!"
Actually,
I would have been fine up until that
actually,
point.
Actually, I feel like I would. I probably would. Yeah, I wouldn't be happy because the because
every time you listen to him, it's different now. It's one of your favorite artists because then you hear him come on, you're like, "This fucking asshole."
The fuck Drake, you have to be like.
Then you're in the car with her.
Like, you have to be like a thinking slut. Well, to like make your because you got to go through like this person, then that person, then you,
gotta,
you meet him, and then you got to make him.
Yeah,
know,
you don't meet
like,
Drake.
Hey, you're gonna fuck me if you give me any attention. Like,
you don't see Drake.
There's
at the club,
steps to fucking
like,
Drake.
I mean,
so I think you got to be a real smart slut to do it.
Well, and then it just ruins you. It kind of ruins your music taste because you can't be in the car if it's you and your girl, and then Drake comes on. You're just like.
Fuck.
You're like, oh, you like the song,
actually,
right?
Actually, I would be pissed. That would ruin every car ride.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Your
would,
girl
you
fucks
would be pissed.
You start listening to only Kendrick.
Drake
you
comes on. Or
pissed.
You go to a club. Drake comes. Go to Seth's Super Bowl party. They're playing Drake. Can't go anywhere with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you'd be pissed.
Okay, never mind. I'd be pissed.
Okay,
because
that's
at first
fucking
you'd
great.
Be like, damn, okay. That's kind of like impressive.
Damn. You're tapped in like that, huh?
Literally.
But I don't want them to be tapped in like that.
All right. You can keep going, Mihad.
I'm what the culture's feeling. Please, culture.
And then
back
it's
back me up. He tries to turn this into some culture shit. Fuck you.
Melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough. And then he's back to multi-syllables.
I like that
one. It's a classic.
Like
you
that.
Don't have one.
That's not true.
It's not true, but. Pause. Finally, a fucking scheme. It took 3.5 minutes. It took three minutes and 45 seconds. Let your core audience stomach that. Didn't tell you where you got your abs from. Core stomach abs. I'm too.
You got one.
Too nerd.
Yeah, I would not want to write a rap for you.
The Daft Punk line is the best line in the fucking. Dude, it's so hard. Okay, keep going. 12 is a fast one. Headshot for the year. You better walk around like Daft Punk. Remember? Ain't top dog. Who the fuck? Dude, he goes crazy. My middle name as soon
as you jump off of that plane, bitch. I'm
allergic to lame shit. Only you like being famous. Yeah, they can't give you no swag neither. I don't give a fuck who you hang with. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. Surprise, you wanted that feature request. You know that we got some shit to address. I even hate when you say the word nigga. That's just me, I guess. Some shit just cringe worthy. Ain't even gotta be deep, I guess. Still,
that's also not what he says. Everything with me is blessed. Keep making me dance with my hands, and they won't be no threat. I'm knowing they call you the boy, but where's the man? Cause I ain't seen him yet. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? Bet. When I see you stand by 60 bread, I believe you see two bandages. If you don't like
women, it's real competition. You might pop ass for him. Let's speak on percentage. Show me your
splits. I'll make sure I double back. Dude. You assigned to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he assigned to that nigga. Try to cease and desist on a like that record? Oh, what? You wouldn't like that record? Back
to back. I like that record.
I'm gonna get back to debt for the record.
I hate that part.
I do too. Y'all thinking my life is rap?
That's whole shit. I got a son on the raise. But I guess you don't know nothing about
this
that.
Part. It's hard. No, number that's on the prey. No,
I want to know how true this is, though. I'm glad he said right with you.
Right instead of right for you. Can you pause it?
There we go.
I'm not going to go into it. He made a mistake there. Kendrick fans are insane.
What does he say? Where's the Joel?
He mixed up two different Joels, which is fine. It's like when Lil Yachty said, she blow my dick like a cello.
Go back a little bit so I can see the lyric before this.
Wait, so he said the wrong Joel?
Joel Alstein.
Yeah, right there. You're fine.
Am I battling a ghost or AI?
He's feeling like Joel Alstein. First of all, these lyrics are messed up. But there's two different Joels. One of them was like Haley Joel Osment, and he's the guy who is in
Sixth Sense.
He's in Sixth Sense, and he's also in Artificial Intelligence, the movie. Okay. And then there's Joel Osteen, who was a preacher in Houston or Austin.
Oh shit! Okay,
Houston, and he said Joel Osteen is how he says it, and then he says, it's funny because he's in a movie like AI, and in my Sixth Sense, I'm gonna something like that.
Oh, okay, so it was the wrong Joel.
He just said the wrong Joel.
He wasn't using the pastor one.
No, he wasn't, and which is fine. It's not a big deal, but how Kendrick fans. Dude, they will grasp at anything. They're like, no, it's really a quadruple entendre because if you listen to the way he says Joel, he's really saying that he's kind of like the preacher too, because the preacher started a cult, kind of like how Drake starts a cult. And I'm like, okay, guys, like, can we reel it in a bit?
What if it was though?
There's no way it is. There's
Osment.
Not,
yeah, you can't do Joel Osment. And Joel Osment.
And Haley Joel Os.
Haley Osment. Joel Ostent.
Ostent and Joel Osteen.
Haley Joel Osment versus Joel Osteen.
There are, dude, yeah, there have got to be hundreds and there have got to be thousands of Kendrick fans that are like, yeah, he fucked up. I think if you
meant to say Joel Osment.
Dude, Mike P tweeted about this. And the amount of people that were like, you're just a white boy, you don't fucking understand. Which, and it's like, dude, he has been a battle rapper for 20 years. Like, he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
All right.
Anyway, keep going.
It must take sense telling me the offing. I'm a black nigga saw any coughing. Yeah, Obi Ho niggas is dick riders. Tell them run to America to imitate heritage. They can't imitate this violence. What I learned is niggas don't like the West Coast, and I'm fine with it. I'll push the line with it. Pick a nigga off one at a time with it. We could be on a 3-hour time difference. That shit's yeah, shit's hard. Cody. Talk about me and my family. Cody. Somebody gonna bleed in your family. Cody. I'll be a new hard king eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Cody. Tell me your cheese and farm. We could do this right now on the camera, Cody. Hey, fuck you.
Like, I love that part. Like, nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking weird, I'm fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it further. That's something that you don't want to do.
We don't want to hear you say fella no more.
That shit's been stuck in my head.
We don't want to hear you say gamer no more.
Stop.
I mean, it was
stop.
Good. I think
it gets better. It gets better with each.
There's
listen.
Stuff I don't like. I don't like how he's trying to like turn the black culture against Drake because he's light skinned. Like you can't say the N-word now.
I like it.
I mean, it's
I
a
like
good
that.
Angle
I like
to take
that
if
angle.
You're trying to win and trying to have the fans like.
Well, I feel like he's arguing. Well, like,
it looks
if
like
he's
like a pro black guy. You're like, yeah.
Well, it kind of feels like he's arguing like. It feels like he's arguing like arguing like super rap culture, like Tupac, Biggie rap culture.
That's
like,
what he's doing.
Like
yeah.
Rap culture.
Rap
like,
culture.
That's like all
not
he's
just music fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what he's saying. It's a great angle.
Yeah,
it's a great
it's a
angle.
Great angle to take. I don't like it
because
he will win that angle. But I don't like it.
I mean I think I do. You think when Drake comes back, do you think now the punches are coming? Because something's both of them have shit. Both of them have that Pusha T level.
Come,
like,
he's gonna come with some like.
That's the weird part
shit.
Though, because they both definitely have shit that they don't want public. So it's like, what do you do? Like now you have to pick and choose what to say, how to say it. Because then if one thing gets said, it's like fuck. And then once one thing gets said, then everything has to come out, and then it gets like, depending on what they have on each other, it gets crazy.
Like Joe Budden talked about, because Joe Budden made like 3 Drake diss tracks, hoping that he would respond, and he never responded. And he, which is hilarious. I think that's fucking yeah, hilarious. But he was like, I wanted Drake. And then he talked about it after he retired. He's like, I wanted Drake to respond because I had a nuke. Like I had something in my back pocket that I was going to use that would have changed everything.
Would've
but he never
nothing.
But he never responded. But that being said, like, Joe Budden was the person who found out he got an ab surgery and he put that in a record. and no one cared.
Did he get ab surgery though?
How, yeah, where'd he get it?
Apparently, where'd he get it?
Where'd he fucking get it?
Have abs.
Hey,
not anymore. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it. I tune into an academic
Kanye's
stream.
He's gotten shit like that.
I tuned into an academic stream and they were reviewing his abs. I had to click out.
That's insane. Like, that's insane. Funny.
Academics, get
that's
it together, bro.
I like that.
Get it
I
mean, together.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're like, yo, what, give me a link. What was, is there a does he have his rebroads
on? Dallas or? Oh, shit, I might fucking need that.
Depending on price, I'd fucking do that.
Dude, yeah, it's got to be like 50 grand.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
It's got to be, wait. It's probably way more than that.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
If
it's
girls
just
get
like
their
tummy tuck type shit.
No, they mold it so you have abs.
No, they remove the fat between, like how there's an ab and an ab, they remove the fat here so it sucks in more and your abs are more like,
oh,
is that what it
like
is?
Liposuction.
So it's like targeted lipo, like in that,
yeah, targeted
really?
Lipo basically.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
They do it for tits too?
Yeah,
and
everything. Can they do my whole core
love handles?
Yeah,
like,
can they
just shape me up?
Your bill might be a little more than the usual.
$500,000.
I might have to do.
But at least Zen looks great. Zen walks in the watch party with his shirts off.
Fucking weird.
I think Drake looked weird.
I'm still 5'8". It's like, fuck.
When Drake was tweeting like Drake was like posting shirtless pics and shit, I was like, dude, what the fuck? I think he
Does
looked
it look weird.
It looked weird. It'd be like if Rick Ross did it. I don't know. It just looked fucking weird.
I know Kanye's
weird.
Done shit like that.
And if Kanye did it, like.
We don't want to hear.
Stop.
We don't want to hear. Wait, James, can you produce something tomorrow or no? If Matt can't.
He's busy.
Literally any. It might be tomorrow afternoon. You're good?
All right. Final thoughts. I want Drake to respond. I think we all.
Yeah, that's
do.
What I'm excited
and he
for.
Needs, he's, I think he's going to come back with something electric. He's going to come with some fucking fire. What are you doing, man?
Sorry, I was supposed to have a. I'm usually not on my phone.
I have a guest tomorrow, but then like you canceled. And this, I'm supposed to.
I was supposed to have a guest today, and he and Slime missed his flight to come here. So
is it around the bar?
Yeah.
You're loving that right now, huh? That's like your.
It's like my passion project for sure.
It's like the program,
which I want to get into. How much?
It's
are
a
you
little bit
that?
More expensive than the program, I think. The program is pretty expensive.
How?
Well, if you buy packs like I was, I stopped
really?
Right now.
Oh,
yeah, I spent $800, and I was like, "What am I doing?"
How good does it feel to transition? Because I know being on COD every single day, and I know you don't want to play Warzone, but playing like ranked play. Got scumps stealing views.
Well, no, I'm going to talk. I'm literally going to talk as bluntly as I possibly could about it. One, I've been playing Call of Duty for 15 years, so it's like, and also this iteration of rank doesn't really, it's not rewarding.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck if I go on a 5 or 10 win streak. Like, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And, I mean, I've 5X'd my viewership since doing my own thing. It's like, I love playing with my friends, and if I... Just to put it bluntly, if I had the same viewership doing what I'm doing now, why would I not be playing with my friends every day, like in this fun circle? But it's like, I feel like if I do that every day, I'm literally limiting myself as a creator. Like everyone, yeah. I understand it's like, Seth's my best friend. I understand there's the joke there. We do a lot of things together. And like, that's my boy. Like I fucking love it. But I can't tie my entire fucking life to him.
And people try to shit on you like, where would you be if you weren't tying your whole
oh
life
my
to
god
it?
And I'd say, well, I had 10,000 subs when I was on Ultra, when I was on Boston I was doing pretty well. Like, that's just the way it works when you have super popping friends like that. Like, yeah. The fact that I met Seth and Nate Shot Young, no matter what, my entire career I heard this guy put you on this guy, and part of it's true. I mean, you can't deny, like, and I don't
it's
think there's
true
any
for us
and there's no fucking shame in that. Like, when I met Seth, he was getting like sometimes like 20 likes on a tweet, 30 likes on a tweet. It wasn't like he was this fucking huge multi-million dollar guy yet. You know what I'm saying? So what can you do? But MLB has been like, dude, I felt so uncreative for like forever. I don't even know how to describe it. I felt like I was waking up like tired every day. There was like, I was like, what the fuck happened to me? I was like, cause I thought back to Toronto and I was like, dude, I'm killing it right now. I'm excited to do it every day. I'm thinking of things to do. And it's like my brain just turned off and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? It's like, there's nothing creative. Every once and then I'll get like a creative idea in like in bed at like 3 a.m. And I was like, okay. And I'd never make it come to life.
Yeah.
It's crazy what a new game can like just
What made you switch?
Do. Dude, it was kind of like fate. Like Matt Craig came over and changed something on my setup. So my controller overclock reset and I was already live with like 600 viewers. So I either had to restart the stream and then lose over half my viewers or just play a PS5 game.
Really?
So I hopped on PS5 and I was like, I used to play MLB growing up, fuck it. And I did it. And then once I started playing it, I was really into it and I was actually like raging and like getting excited. So then like that night or maybe a couple nights after, I was thinking like, okay, how can I really like get people involved here? Because I genuinely am enjoying it. And then I thought back to how popping my GTA RP streams were.
Like after that stream, you're like, all right, I'm streaming this shit tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and it was mostly because of how much fun I was having. And I realized that there's a market for not Call of Duty right now. Like not everybody's loving Call of Duty. It's like the fact that like when I play with Seth on Call of Duty and I have 200 viewers and then I go play MLB and I'm getting 1.2K, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like how is that like...
People are itching for other stuff.
Bro, I will never watch you play Call of Duty. Not because it's anything against you.
I texted Seth that last night. Me and Seth were talking.
I'm not going to click on a Call of Duty stream, but if I am, I'll probably end up just clicking Seth because he's just the top name.
Well, I totally get it. Like,
or Shotzi.
And if you do like hearing me talk or like if you do like my content, whatever, you'd still watch Seth because visually it's better gameplay and you're still hearing my voice. So there really is no downside to watch the better POV and then still hear who you like hearing, whatever. But there's definitely a market for not Call of Duty right now.
Because I've clicked on your stream more this past week than you ever playing Call of Duty. Because I
hope it doesn't sound fucked up, but bro, I am a shit streamer when I don't have a decent amount of viewers. Like I'm such an interactive.
I had to take my viewer count hasn't been on in 4 years.
My viewer count's off, but it's about the chat. Like, I am so interactive to where like I'm looking at the chat probably 60% of my stream at least. Like it's much more of me talking to my viewers than it is you guys spectating me doing something, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So by default, like when I have even double the viewership, I am just such a better streamer. I have more energy. I'm talking more. Whereas when I'm playing Call of Duty and it's like, I love who I like. Even if it was 150, 300 people, I love them all for being there. But like when the chat's moving slow, there isn't like much like hype interaction. It's like very like slow and like that's when I get robotic and I'm starting to internally rage at the fucking game because I'm too focused on the game and there's not enough chat interaction for me to be funny and entertaining. I don't know. So the MLB's been great for me. It's like completely reinvigorated. I've said it like 10 times now. My creativeness, I feel like yeah. now I want to do shit. Like now I want to like do random shit.
Good for you.
Like now I want to fly to Chicago and fucking collab with my boy at Barstool. Like I want to do shit. A month ago I didn't want to fucking do anything.
I get that.
I mean, good for fucking you.
That's so sad.
It's hard to
I just hope it lasts because like
it's hard to keep shit like that lasting, but like as long as getting a foot out of it's funny because you want to get a foot in the door a lot of times, but we're so trapped in COD. Getting a foot out of the door is such a great feeling.
Well, my only worry now is it's not even variety right now, it's MLB. So it's like it's now I don't want to be stuck in the MLB thing, but it's like now what's next?
Take this shit for a fucking ride.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the plan. I mean, the only thing that does suck about it is now I'm getting like decent enough where I'm actually getting really mad. Cause like, I'm like,
it's no longer fun rage.
Like when I was shit, I would like, it was funny. I was like, oh my God, I'm swinging at bullshit. And now I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, so now I'm actually getting mad, which there is a fun component there, but we'll see. I mean, I'm definitely enjoying it. What's cool is like, I'm making waves in like the actual MLB community.
Yeah,
where it's like all their
MLB was in
all their creators are in my chat. The actual MLB accounts in there. They're like, yo, the All-Star game is in Arlington, eyes emoji. And I'm like, could you imagine I go to the All-Star game? I'm collab with athletes, like
Dude, just because I'm playing this shit. Till then, like,
I do miss my friends though, because this is all solo.
Do you notice any difference with like subs?
Not really. But like, I've never actually cared about my sub count. As long as I'm having like fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, as a streamer, you can't lie. Who the fuck doesn't want as many subs as possible? Yeah. Who doesn't want to go on a sub train? And any streamer that says that like they don't love that is lying to you. Like, that's just what it is. But if I have 1,000 viewers and everyone's having fun and chatting,
yeah,
that's really all I need. Like, I will always sacrifice. I was telling this to Roger the other day. I would rather have, you know, 4,500 subs and 1.2K viewers than 8,000 subs and 300 viewers. Like, I want to be a growing creator. Like,
100%.
It's like, I don't... It's like,
I agree.
It's like,
8,000, kind of crazy, though.
No, it is. Like, don't get... Dude, when I had...
I see rallied with like 500 viewers, 12,000 subs.
You know, it's
consistently
crazy.
Consistently for months.
Well, so
years.
So back in Toronto, when it was basically just me and Zuma streaming, I had like my bottom line for a while was probably like 8K subs. I was like between 8K, 9K, 10K.
God, those days.
And that was crazy. But I also had, but I also had viewership too. Like, I prefer viewership because I think that's how you actually create hype moments to actually grow.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Whereas like sub count makes you a lot of money, and that's great. But it's like, that's reliant on people being insanely generous. And like, you're not actually growing. You're making a lot
it's
of money.
Like, it's like not real.
Yeah.
You don't feel that success from that.
Exactly. I don't know. It's this never ending game of like trying not to be upset by numbers, but also you have to really focus on numbers because it's kind of based on entirely what we do. So it's like, You're conditioned to think if your numbers are staying the same, you're staying stagnant, and if they're going up, you're fucking riding this high, and it's like you get out of bed hype, and when they're going down, it's like depressing, and you can't find energy. It's like
it's funny because
it's so fucked.
It goes down, so you're depressed, so your streams suck even more, so it goes down less. Like, I feel like that's almost at where I'm at with Halo, because I'm so bored of it. Like, I've played it so much, and now it's like I've been playing for like a month and a half, and I came back, I sucked, I was raging, it was good, but like, my viewership wasn't that great. But like, my streams were super entertaining because I was genuinely fucking raging and pissed off, and then it started picking up. Then I get like, I'd sign on instantly, be at like 200, 300 viewers, and then eventually streams would pick up to like 350, 400, 450, and like my streams were good, and it was fun for me. I'm getting better. What the fuck, Maniac's good now, and it was like that type of shit. And now, like, I feel like I'm good, but like, if I'm not consistent, I'm pissed off, and then I'm bringing low energy. And now I just started like I get on and I'm instantly playing the game. I'm like hardly even talking to chat because I'm like I've gotten better. So now I'll just sign on and I'm playing with APG. So it's like I'm hardly looking at chat. Now I see the numbers dwindling, and then. So when I take a little break, come back, my numbers are dwindled even more, and it makes me like, well, fuck, dude.
You're also playing, playing Halo. Shit. You're playing a game where it's like for 10 minutes, you have to be really focused on the game because you're playing ranked.
Yeah.
Where it's like MLB, for example, or like different
MLB
shit.
MLB is like a dude. Perfect.
It's got to be so great. We've started doing a thing in, I don't even know if you know this, but for what we're doing, we started something called like a gauntlet, which
is I saw that last night.
Yeah, you win five different games straight, or five ranked games and five different titles straight, and if you lose, you have to go back to the beginning, and also the chat can, or the gifted subs can reset you, or can reset us.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Has anyone reset you?
Yeah, we've been reset five times a day.
Oh, really?
We've made it to the last game once, and then we got...
Someone would drop 100 bomb?
We got reset all the way back.
Fuck, dude. That's such a good idea.
Nah, bro. What sucks for us, and like, I genuinely think this, it's like, I think drama is what's popping. And
fuck,
it's like, we could very easily be a little more dramatic and involve ourselves.
We're so old.
And name drop more, but
I feel like it'd be,
I'm 26, so and I'm the youngest one here on the couch. It's like,
he's 40.
You are...
We all have girlfriends, like... I don't really, like I don't really, what were you saying?
So we all have girlfriends.
Age. You're like,
say,
like 40.
It's 30. 39. No, I said 37.
Like, we can't go out there and be fucking name dropping streamers for no reason and just starting like this weird,
tweeting,
like
Zuma diss track. Like, I just want something.
Well, that's different though. Like, if I go start and fuck with Zuma, that's a lot different than me like name dropping a fucking streamer that I never met once in my life.
I think
being like, I hate
think,
that guy's content.
I think you're a little tapped into like the AMP, the
I don't think AMP does. I think AMP was, I think the new wave is like the Neons, Aiden Ross.
Holy
these IRL streamers that they have to have controversy or their streams suck.
Like, well, okay. See,
like that's the new
streamer. Think those guys have mastered it because they are still in the gaming community because the gaming community is very intertwined, but then they captured like Gen Pop, where it's like, if you think of Aiden started with NBA, Jinxie, Rainbow Six, Sketch, Madden. So they had this game, and then slowly but surely they got into this IRL world. So they brought the gaming world with them in the IRL world. And IRL, just if I go through my TikTok page right now, I don't really watch any streamer at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't, like when I get off, I go watch TV or I go for a walk. Like yeah. I don't get off and sit there on Twitch all day. But it's like my For You page is all Jinxie, Sketch, Kai, Queso.
Queso, yeah.
But I don't actually actively watch their streams, but their clips, it's like these guys are so incredibly good at creating hype moments that everybody clips, and then you see them, and then more people go to them. It's like this never-ending loop of just constant hype and like
moments. That's what moments. I completely like, failed at.
Like last night, think about it. Jinxie, Queso, and Sketch were playing Minecraft together.
For the first time.
Three of the biggest...
See, like, even me, I'd be like, damn, I kind of want to watch that. Dude. Anyone who's ever played Minecraft and knows of these guys are like, oh, shit, what are they doing on Minecraft?
Dude, yeah. I want to collab with us more, but we just don't collab.
Well, and also...
We're all on different schedules, too.
Even, like, Kai. Kai is honestly probably the only streamer that I've actually sat down there and like watch for a prolonged period, like
I watch Kai and Queso,
like his jail stream when he has people on. And honestly, I'd probably watch like Aiden and stuff more too if he was on Twitch. I don't even go to Kick, like it's just not even.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like
it's not even like a mic. I don't even think about going
I've
to a different
never
platform.
Typed
I,
that.
I don't go to YouTube or Kick for a stream. It's always it's on Twitch. So it, like when Kai has someone cool on or like you know he's doing whatever, I'll go watch, but. They've just completely captured like culture, honestly. Yeah. It's like, think about what these guys are doing now. Look, Sketch's come up is one of the craziest things I've seen in my entire life. Dude, from two
Sketch's,
months.
Sketch's come up is the craziest. It's like, the craziest come up.
Sketch went ever. From like Madden.
Streaming on TikTok.
To fucking like the draft and like everyone's trying to post pictures with him. And like,
everyone
it's just.
Loves him.
It's just crazy.
I'm glad that
deserved though.
I'm glad that no, it doesn't seem like anyone's really taking advantage of him. Like everyone wants their little bit of.
I
like,
saw him do
repost.
A collab with Speed, and it kind of pissed me off.
I think that was sponsored.
It probably was, but it pissed me off because Speed's just such a like.
Speed's everywhere.
Just
dude.
A
he's.
I think Speed's one of the funniest.
Oh, he's
who,
hilarious.
Speed's
fucking
hilarious.
Who is booking him?
I think,
I used to always
I think he's genuinely the funniest out of like that entire like IRL group.
Sketch is the funniest. I think Sketch could be a stand-up comedian.
Well, yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's different types of humor for sure. Like Speed, it's like Speed is like just literally him. Like he's not even like a creator. It's like he's not putting on a show. It's like that's him in real life situations. Yeah. He's like screaming in Ronaldo's face, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
He's dude, he's just different. But like I saw a clip where like they played football and Sketch like they were doing like routes or something. Sketch like goes on a route, boom, goes to the corner, like and Speed's defending him. Like jumps up, goes to catch it, and I, like as he jumps up, Speed just shoves the shit out of
yeah.
him. I'm like, bro. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are like probably not warmed up, like no protection, nothing. You're here for like some sponsored shit. Like you could fuck someone up like bad doing that. Like he lands, fucking breaks his wrist, like just shoved. I'm like, are you a
dude? He did that.
Are you fucking stupid? Like,
dude,
like what? Like,
he went.
How the fuck
up.
Does that enter?
He went cleats up
nothing
in a charity.
Enters your head. You just shove the shit up while he's in there, fucking midair, and it's fucking Sketch, like the nicest human.
Dude, he went cleats up. I think it's Speed went cleats up, slide tackled somebody in a charity match, and it's like a world famous. It's like a legendary Brazilian player. It's like if
it's
he.
Just stupid.
It's like if he.
Not
power fouled like fucking John Stockton, like in a charity basketball match,
dude.
Or people would be like, "What the fuck,
like what
Speed?
Doing?
What the hell are you doing?"
I mean, I don't know. It just pissed me off because Sketch is just like so. At first, I didn't. Not that I didn't get the hype with Sketch. I did get it, but I think what's attracting people more is like they're starting to see more of Sketch and hear him talk more, and they're like, wait, this guy's like a really good guy. Like, he's not like a weird just like popping streamer that like somehow made it. Like, he's actually like just like genuine.
He's not like drama. There's like
guy.
No drama or controversy at all. It's all like casual. It's kind of like PG-13 meets rated R, because like some of his jokes are hilariously like dark, but it's not like you wouldn't walk into your kid's room and be like, this guy's saying heinous things. Like, if you heard my stream, you're like, holy fuck, you need to stop watching that guy. He's talking about sucking cock and
I'm
just like, what the fuck are you doing?
But then Sketched.
Dude, I never know how to feel
about Speed.
I wonder how many of these jerseys he has, dude. I fucking love that he only wears this.
He only wears that
jersey.
It is
the only thing he ever wears.
I never know how to feel about Speed. Because Speed is hilarious sometimes.
Sometimes
I'm like, he's the most obnoxious streamer. I only see his clips.
Speed farted.
Dude, he's so fast.
Speed farted in Sketch's face, and Sketch genuinely like started like, like, he couldn't breathe. His eyes were tearing. Like, he had to puke. He kept going, ugh.
Really?
But it was, like, real.
That is pass interference.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
See, but, like, this is the type of shit that, like...
I mean, it's good.
Could you imagine us, like, in the middle of a field benching, running routes?
Would be funny.
It would be fun.
Oh, I'd smoke y'all on this.
Dude, he ran a 4.3 in Yeezys.
That is not true.
Or a 4.4 in Yeezy
slides.
There's
no way that's true. Like, this is definitely not 100% correct.
Dude.
A 4.4
in
Yeezy
slides
like,
is fucking crazy. He does look fast as hell, though.
Yeah, no, he's definitely quick. He's definitely athletic.
Nah, Sketch's rise to fame to me is like...
No, it's insane.
Everybody knows him.
It is really crazy.
He seems pretty athletic too, Sketch.
Played, dude, look
played
how he
football
walks.
In high school. What is that one?
Dude, I haven't benched in forever.
I think that's 145, 50, maybe 160. Or like 150.
Dude, I fucking love how he only wears this, dude. It is hilarious.
Well, what is it, Mehead? You know, Mehead knows.
I can't tell if that's a 10 and a 5 or a 5 and a fucking 2 and a half.
Look at this Sketch, bro.
I mean, for these idiots. What are you benching, Meathead? What are you dumbbell inclining? The fuck?
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
I was doing 90s. I did 90s for 9, and I was like, I'm getting fucking strong.
Huh?
More like 5. Like. Damn. On an incline, too?
110 for...
He said he's
110
doing 110 for 6.
For
that's
6.
Fucking good.
Dude, he just started working out like full-time 2 months ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's on something, bro. No one's...
He's on something. He's for sure on something.
Bro, it's got to be like genetics, because I swear I'm in there like doing my...
Your dad's a bodybuilder?
Does he still lift?
No one in my family's done anything ever physically.
My dad was like good at soccer, so he says. Broke his leg.
My family just like chilled and shit. I have the genetics to chill and shit.
I have the genetics
to worry. I don't think the worst of everything.
Yeah.
Just be worried about what's going on.
I have the genetics to not sleep.
Find the worst
in
whatever situation I'm in. Think of the absolute worst case scenario and think it's going
to
happen.
Like, you're just like me. Like, whenever you tell them your problems,
my mom and my dad are very different. That's my mom doesn't worry about shit. My dad's like the anxiety worrying gene. My mom is like, chill.
It's okay, honey.
Like anti, like doesn't really worry about much at all type thing. And I also don't really like, I don't talk about my problems, man. I don't really have actual like problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, all my shit's in my head, and I think, you know what? We're going to die one day, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I have so many problems.
Yeah, I have a lot of problems. I have a lot of problems.
Bro, I'm getting more problematic in my head the older I get, I think. But then I also have the, like, no one gives a fuck.
No one cares.
Like, I can, like, when I'm, like, I played in a tournament last week.
Oh, yeah, how'd it go?
ATS Open. I mean, I think technically we either got, like, top 32 or top 24, but...
You played with Skur?
Both teams we lost to, I think, placed top 8. Mm. So it's, like, it's just a... you can't do anything about the fucking bracket. There's only, like, 64 teams in it anyway. But I played... People were hyping me up more than I thought they would. We played like Tolik, Druck. We played a really good team, like a team I think could randomly get like top 6, top 4. We played them like our first good match in like game 1. I played all right. Game 2, I was fucking shitting, and we lost by like 6 kills. And everyone is in my chat like, "Oh my god, what the fuck is going on?" Bounds in my chat, like all the Halo pros are watching me. But before that match, when I was signing on to play that day, I've never felt more nervous in my life.
Really?
Or a video game.
Really?
Yeah. I've been more nervous about, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of just, like, I've had, like, little panic attacks, anxiety. Like, I freaked the fuck out before. And that was the first time for at least a video game or a video game turn. I've never felt more nervous. It was so weird. Like, the night before, I felt nervous. But I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna wake up, like warm up, like it'll be fine.
But that's why being a competitor is so addicting.
Fucking weird.
That is why
I was like, dude, what is wrong with my brain? Like, and I'm telling myself, I'm like, bro, no one gives a fuck.
Did you feel nervous?
No one cares. Yeah, I was nervous for that. I was like, no one cares about this. Like, sure, they're interested to see, but like no one
actually cares about anything.
Like, in matchmaking before the tournament, I was kind of getting shit on, and I'm like, god, my game feels heavy, should I just change dead zones? I changed some settings last night, and I was fucking freaking out.
The way I think about it, right, it's like whenever I think about, like, whenever I worry, well, I try to think this way because I am a fucking awful overthinker, and I do think the worst about a lot of things. So I technically, on the surface, shouldn't have any issues, but the way we all know on this couch, it's very, it works very different up here. You spend most of your time thinking about yourself. Like, so it's like, let's say I watched you get turned on in the game, and I typed OMG. Literally in 10 seconds, I don't give a single fuck. I'm not thinking about you at night. Or you at night, like, I can't believe Nick got turned on earlier.
Head, I'm thinking,
exactly.
He probably That's texted a good way. Scump. Yeah. Saying, like, bro, Nick got turned on so
not,
hard.
Like,
they're having conversations.
Dude,
about
I'm
it.
The worst about that. That's such a niche thing that,
but
like,
in reality,
streamers,
he's worried about some other shit.
I'm lighting candles. I'm smelling candles at Bath and Body Works. I'm not thinking about Maniac's HTS performance.
I got shit on last night in Val, and dog, I must have thought about that round for the next 45 minutes. But like, because people were like, LOLOL, like, ha 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 ha. And then, like, I'm like, dude, they're still probably laughing at me.
The only time I think it does make sense to worry, like, is if there's, like, a professional implication. Where it's like, I'm playing for Breach, and I have a bad match, and an important match, that's when I'm like, fuck. But that's what makes competing the most addicting, adrenaline-filled ever. It's because you'll lose a match and you'll not want to eat and you'll lay in bed like, fuck. Then you'll go win a match and you're on top of the world. It's like, you cannot replicate, at least for me, I haven't been able to replicate that high and low. Like, you cannot.
Fuck no.
I don't feel any rush like I felt before when.
I'm searching. I'm not really
MLB The Show might be the closest I've gotten since retiring of like feeling that type of like energetic rush of like adrenaline. Like going from dog shit to winning like a walk-off grand slam is probably like the closest I've felt since being on the stage and winning a match.
Yeah. I'm still searching for that fucking feeling.
But nobody actually cares, I guess, is my point. Yeah. Like nobody actually gives a fuck about,
like,
what we're doing.
At that moment during that tournament, that like just before we got into our matches, because once we got into our first match, played some shitters, I was playing really good randomly, and I was like, okay, this will be fine. But then, like, before we played them, I started, like, freaking out a little bit. And again, I was like, god, my game feels so heavy. It just... And in Call of Duty, Do people ever feel like, God, my game feels like shit? Like, I feel like that's not a thing. In Halo, that's a thing what, every fucking day.
What, your game feels like shit? Hell yeah, that's a thing.
I mean, I'm sure.
I thought my game was broken. I vividly remember this. I was losing my mind. In Vanguard, well, we're in Vanguard 2 years ago when I was on Breach, I was probably one of no bullshit, if not one of the best players in the world, like stage two of Vanguard. Like, I was like 99 Lion Man card. I was like crazy. I was dropping 1.6s, and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on with Zen? And then I got into a slump, and I was like, even in scrims, I was like getting fucking shit on. And I'm like, bro, I did not just lose this overnight. What is going on? Like, there has to be something wrong. I feel delayed, yeah. And it just compounded. That's got worse and worse and worse. And I'm just like, bro, this cannot be, like, what changed? Like, there's just no way.
Okay. I'm listening.
So, yeah, Call of Duty.
Yeah, but what,
every esport probably deals with that if you're getting shit on.
I think.
What did were you diving into like computer settings? You're like, this feels like
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
changing settings, and like, I was like, bro, this is delayed. I'm telling you, this is delayed. Because then I go play eights at my home setup, and I'd be playing well, and I'm like, see? I didn't fucking see. I'm not dog shit.
Bro,
I'm not shit.
With computers, man. Or
I hate
Halo is
PCs.
Insane. Like, just the difference it feels day to day. The difference it feels from
Halo
the morning
is,
to the afternoon.
I think it's definitely worse
the
than
servers,
Halo.
The servers.
It's definitely
it
worse.
Just feels.
I've been playing
one
Halo
day
at
it'll
night.
It'll feel floaty. Like, you'll. Like, it just seems like you jump and you're floating. But, like, and that when you go to G slide, it's like harder to
dude,
do.
Dude, sometimes
like
it feels.
Curb slide is easy.
Sometimes it feels like
and
you
your
kill.
Aim feels super heavy. Sometimes your aim feels super loose to where you can't. It's like, do I not have aim assist? Like, but you're playing on the same dead zones. It makes no fucking sense, and it just
I think Halo is worse. I think Halo is worse. Sometimes I'll play Halo because I usually play at night. Like, I'm listening
Halo's
to a podcast.
Halo's definitely worse because it's just a worse engine and everything.
Sometimes I'll play a Halo match and I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm killing people in four bullets.
Bro,
and then sometimes you're like, it doesn't feel like your bullets are like doing damage.
Yeah.
And that it's not like COD where like. If you hit them in different spots, it does different damage. Like, you hit them four times, break their shields, hit them in the head.
Yeah.
And then that's a kill. But sometimes I'm hitting them and I'm like, dude, it's not doing any damage.
I don't know. I've been losing my mind and I'm about to go, I guess after this, go play it.
And lose your mind even more.
Play some more. What are you going to do today, MLB?
Well, the Dashy 21 is supposed to be tonight. And, I don't know what's going on yet.
The ladies are bailing.
I mean, yeah, we lost.
Remember
like
we tried doing something like that with Minx.
I'm also just not.
Yeah, we did, and all the guys bailed.
I'm also just not like, bro. I have a girlfriend. I'm 26. It's one thing if I was like single and 22, and I'm like intertwined a little bit in like social circles with women, but it's like,
what are you gonna say to them?
Well, like I,
dude, he tried to get me to find people.
Well, it was me, him, and James that are like trying to find people.
Oh, finding girls.
And we got a good amount, and then like four people dropped out. Two girls were overseas, different time zones, dropped out. The reality is there were a select few girls that we couldn't let in just because like we do represent sponsors and stuff, and there were certain things where it's like weren't really allowed. Like,
we're picking up what you're putting down.
Like,
I mean, but what though? It's a fucking. It's not like their tits are gonna be out. I mean, their tits would kind of be out, but like.
No, he's saying like their social medias would be out, so you click on their social medias, and then there's just vagina.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying.
Okay.
It's like, you know what I mean.
I now get it.
But
I didn't know if you were like not letting girls. Yeah, there's.
That's how I said it, and then he goes,
girls,
"You know what I mean?"
Yeah, there's girls that would not, especially if you're putting their social medias up there,
yeah.
And our audience clicks on their social media, and
exactly.
It's just like,
that's
subscribe
what,
here,
right? And some people that do 20v1s don't care about that, but like you kind of have to care about it in our situation.
It's one thing if I'm just an individual creator versus an optic creator.
Yeah.
It's very
sure.
different when you're representing more than just yourself. If it was just me, I'd be able to really.
So then the flip side of that is. We're trying to find girls that play video games. Like, so he was like, hey, can you find people? And I was like, yeah, I could probably find somebody, or I could probably find a couple of people. But then you sit down to DM them, and it's like, how do I ask?
Like, well, some girls want to be paid. And I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Like, why? Like, I'm
asking girls that I usually invite to like Warzone tournaments.
Yeah.
And dude, the different.
Yo, Noisy Butters.
Okay, not Butters. But like, you know, like there are, like a couple of people I consider friends too, and like I get down to like, or I get ready to DM them, and I'm like, how the fuck do I word this? Hey, do you want to compete against 19 other girls for Brandon?
It's hard to
like,
do.
It's, but and, like, because I don't like, mean it in any way. It's a fun content piece.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like if you watch other 20v1s, it's a lot different than what we were trying to. It's a weird dynamic to.
I was excited to watch part of it.
I was excited to steal some of your views.
Well, no, it's still happening. What sucks is like, it's probably going to be postponed as of right now, which I hate. I mean, like, it does ultimately fall on me, so I take all the blame for it because it's my fucking thing that I put together. So I'm the one who fucked up because I didn't secure really enough girls. I couldn't control girls dropping out, but in a perfect world, I had 40 girls that are interested.
Yeah.
And then so you have a backup, but like, I definitely thought it'd be a little easier than.
Yeah. It looks difficult.
Like no one here
I've officially retired.
Well, we just don't have.
From trying to help you.
We're Call of Duty players. I'm not in the IRL world, but it's still going to happen. I now have like a couple more people that are more intertwined in that world helping me.
That's good. I was about to say, I think Swag used to do them, and he probably knows people that like.
I hit up Kason.
Oh, you're good.
But it was such short notice where it's like, you should have gave me a few more days. So now I'm probably going to postpone it. It's still going to happen, but.
Kason wants to do a FaZe versus Optic rap diss tracks.
But like, I feel bad because obviously everyone's looking forward to it.
I mean, it'll still happen.
It's not like I didn't try, but like.
It'll still happen. And Brandon's the perfect person for this. And he fucking loved it. Brandon was in the production room with all the producers, just like, so who do we have?
Yeah, no, it's going to
like,
be.
Oh my God. How hype are you?
The thing is, like, we do have. Like, we could run it tonight with.
Don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Don't.
I could run
Make
it tonight.
Sure it's perfect.
I could run it tonight with 11 guaranteed girls. 11 people, 11 girls that are 100% in. And I think we have like two more that are like 50-50. But it's like, I would rather take the fucking hate, go ahead, throw it at me. And then next week, we actually put on a great show. And then it's like the.
100%.
I'm okay.
That's for sure what you should do.
This could be, make sure it's done well and correct. And then this could be like the beginning of.
Exactly.
A new journey for you.
I fucked up.
Like genre videos.
He told me who he wants to do it after. Who he wants to do it with after Brandon? Have you talked about it publicly?
No, not at all.
It's going to be the best. It's going to be the best stream ever. Really? It's going to be the best stream ever.
If I can pull it off, but I want to make sure we get this first one right.
The first one. I mean, Bruce is a great person to start with.
It is. I just need to find. And also, I mean, I'm a pretty self. Aware guy. I really was a little too addicted to MLB to be as hands-on as I should have been.
Bad timing for the program to start.
Well, I also
great
did,
timing.
Well, I also have a girlfriend and we're very close. It's a great relationship. I don't want to go pick girls because then it's like, so I threw it on a couple people who.
Why'd you pick her? You think she's pretty.
Exactly. Mm. It's like, and I don't blame her too. If it was vice versa, I'd be like, why the fuck are you picking the guys?
I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
This would be a good guess.
But
why you think that?
It will be good. It's just, I guess I fucked up and that's what it is. So it's either going to, hopefully we can clutch up in the next couple hours. And if not, I'll postpone it to next week and I'll get hate for a week. And then ideally they all forget about the mishap when the show goes well.
They all will.
Just like us.
If I did, think of ourselves and
our problems.
That's the great part about like having your own core community, like MLB. It's kind of like I go on the watch party. I read like 40,000 Linnies.
40,000 is crazy.
All I read is 40,000 Linnies.
And then I go to my beautiful village of 1,000 people, 700, and they're all nice.
I go to my beautiful village of, I think, 40 now.
The population's so much smaller, but they're so nice. It's Winnie and fucking yeah. You'll beautiful. The show is gonna be great. And you go on Reddit. It's fucking Zinkin put the show on.
You go on Reddit.
I've been going on Reddit more because Reddit. No, it's hilarious, dude. Reddit is actually great when they're not fucking on me. Like as long as they're not, as long as you're not on my ass, I think Reddit's hilarious because there actually is good funny posts.
On the Call of Duty one, yeah.
Yeah, some people do talk about Call of Duty the correct way. Some people are just delusional. Some people are just genuinely stupid people, and they're like, oh, we should drop Pred, and I'm like, genuinely. Okay. Like,
you mean that.
Like, yes. Well, I mean, like, people that are like, we should replace Pred. Okay, who the fuck are you going to replace Pred with, man? Like, how stupid are you?
Dumbass.
It's like, we can't keep losing a phase. It's like, okay, you go beat phase. Good luck out there.
Yeah, we can keep losing a phase.
They picked up a fucking...
Like, someone's gonna be the best.
I promise you we can. We've done it before, and phase has done it.
We're the only team close right now, and it's still like, let's replace Pred. Okay, for who? It's just such... So some people are dumb as fuck, but then you also have like actual good, funny posts and people who actually talk about the game the way the game should be talked about, and like that I can appreciate. And then it's like... There's some cool posts where it's like, imagine a world where this roster was this and this roster, and that's like, okay, we can talk about that hypothetical, and that stuff's cool. It only really sucks when there's just a hate thread for no apparent reason. You're just like, fuck.
What do you go on Reddit?
The COD Comp Reddit.
COD Comp Reddit.
That's the only one
I thought you
have ever went
on Reddit, and there's like the program, everyone hyping you up, so now you love
Now,
Reddit
we have a Twitter community with like 2,500 people, though.
Oh, shit.
And it's like all...
That's funny.
That's where, like, for me, the GTA RP meets MLB. Because I'm tweeting at 3 a.m. as if I'm the manager of this
GTA
baseball club.
GTA 6, man. I have to.
Oh, no. I cannot wait for GTA
hope.
RP, dude.
This
now,
my last
that
fucking hope.
That, outside of, like, competing professionally, was the most fun I've had in my gaming career ever. Like, that was the most fun.
Into it a little bit
the fact that I could go be Fat Tony and be this 40-year-old who was locked up for 15 years, walking around telling random women on the street, excuse me, ma'am, you have an impeccable figure. And then Zuma walking around, I'm sorry, he's a horny bastard. Like, that to me was just like the most
soon enough
fun.
What is this?
Bullshit trolley.
When did this come out?
You haven't seen this?
Oh,
the
yeah.
GTA 6 trailer? Came
Wait,
out
turn
like
the volume on.
Came out like a month ago.
I can't imagine the PC you're going to need for this, though.
The what?
This is gonna great.
The PC you're gonna need for this game to run it graphically right is fucking.
Sure, if you got like a 4080, you'll be alright.
But again, like,
oh shit. Yeah, this is gonna be my savior, hopefully.
Oh god, I might have to fucking drug Blake and George and just play, make them play this.
They'll play it. You guys could be make up some fucking little trio. All three of you walk around.
I would love
literally
to do, that.
Do nothing but walk around together.
I would love to do that. Well, look who's back. I bet you, dude. The amount of shit they probably have in this game is by
sticking together. See that dude? That fucking tattooed dude trying to like
trying
sue
to
him.
Sue him? Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, until we get GTA 6.
That shit looks fire.
And
dog.
until we get the Dashy 20v1, we're simply just stuck with the program.
You're stuck with
Flycast.
You're stuck with MLB, the Gauntlet.
Stuck with
the
program,
Gauntlet. Don't forget
Warzone
the Gauntlet.
Warzone and Halo.
And Halo. And Halo.
You can always come watch me play matchmaking.
and the watch party.
Fucking fun and shit.
And Meathead's benching 500.
Good for him, man.
Good for him.
Good for fucking
Good
Meathead.
For Meathead.
We gotta do this again.
Yeah, this is
we
great.
We need to do this again and dive.
I wish I knew more about the Drake Kendrick stuff, because I was kind of speaking out of my ass. And
yeah,
no, you know, I liked your input. I liked your input.
I don't really know.
It was
sometimes
guys,
I
mean, know.
Sometimes I know that I'm a little too much, so I want to get people's opinions for like somebody just casually putting it on, and just be like, yeah, you know, I like
Sir.
It.
Well, and now we'll see if next week we come back here and mm-hmm. have a Drake.
I think we will.
To.
I'm
That'd
almost.
Be awesome.
I'll put money
we'll
on
see.
It.
That'd be awesome.
But all right. Thank you guys so much for watching. Zinni, thanks.
No, of course.
Thanks for joining.
Today. Thanks for having me on.
And
it was fun.
Yeah, glad to see you doing well and the program succeeding.
Thanks.
Program. I'll be tuning.
You guys are gonna win. You guys are gonna win the.
We are awful.
We're gonna win.
What's your record?
Like 35-55, just right. Like.
Don't worry, right, man.
See you guys.
Whenever
yesterday
you
I went 2-8.
You're gonna win the World Series.
2-8. It's so funny though.
You'll win the World Series.
All right. See you guys in the next one. Meathead, play that outro music.